Well, I wonder though that, I mean, one of the other big kind of hypotheses of the book, you know, one of the big hypotheses of the book is that switch in the value proposition. So the reason that in the academic setting everything is geared towards you is because you are the client. You are the one paying the money to get the education. Therefore, it is tailored to allow you to know that your money is creating value because you're progressing through the system. And I think that is a completely underestimated switch that happens. Like, you walked into work, you didn't realize that rotated 180 degrees. Now the value needs to be created for the company, not for the individual, other than obviously the paycheck. But that's a big change.
Well, step one, step one is just realizing that this is true. And when the light bulb went off, that's when we were like, we got to write this down.
Yeah.
Like, this, we have to be talking about this stuff, because it's not enough conversation around it to prepare people for what's happening to them. And even if you're people 10 years in, you know, or even longer, still not realizing what has happened to them in terms of this shift in universes from education into the workplace. You know, the long term, like, how do you build a successful career? How do you progress? I mean, I think we did the best we could with the book as it is to start people on that path, but that's difficult.
Yeah.
Like, was I talking to somebody? Everybody you've been talking to for Linus and getting ready to go to college, you know, he wants to figure out what he wants to do before he starts. What do I want? And that's very natural. I mean, everybody, I think, many people want that. But everyone, and you know, we're the same on this, everything you think you're going to go do, you're going to actually do it something else. No, a handful of people decide what they're going to do in high school, study that thing in college, and then end up doing that thing for the rest of their life. Right. That's not normal. But part of, I think, the way we assume life is supposed to happen follows. We assume that's supposed to be the right, that's what the pathway is.
You make a decision, then that's the pathway, and then you walk the path.
I study this, I pick a major, I get my degree in that major, then maybe I'll get a job. Everybody is started somewhere and is now in some completely different place. And I think there's a spirit of adventurousness that is prerequisite to succeed in life at all.